Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Let's Talk for Monday, May 21st, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. Now, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, I hope everybody had a great weekend. Had some wonderful weather. Hey, I hope you got out and enjoyed it. Now, like we always do, we're going to start off with the NBA playoffs, which we had a lot of action this weekend. So we're going to go all the way back to Friday night and work all the way up to yesterday. In Friday night action, the Philadelphia 76ers stormed back from an 18-point deficit to defeat the Boston Celtics 92-83 to even their series at two games apiece, with Game 5 being played tonight in Boston. The Lakers defeated the Thunder 99-96 to get their first win of the series. They still trailed 2-1. However, the Lakers were added by what I call four phantom foul calls on James Harden, who was guarding Kobe Bryant. You know, it's one thing to be a superstar, but when you just not getting touched and you're getting calls for you, something wrong with that. Let's keep it fair, Ralph. Let's keep it fair. Now, moving to Saturday, we had San Antonio, who kept rolling by defeating the Clippers 96-86 to take a commanding 3-1 lead. And Oklahoma Thunder moved in within one game of the Western Conference Finals with a 103-100 victory over the L.A. Lakers Saturday night. Now, the Lakers, Oklahoma City can eliminate the Lakers tomorrow night, well, actually tonight in Game 5. Sunday, the San Antonio Spurs eliminated the L.A. Clippers 102-99 to advance to the Western Conference Finals against the winner of the Oklahoma City-L.A. Lakers series. And finally, the Miami Heat, behind a combined 70 points from Dwayne Wade and LeBron James, even their series at two games apiece, with the Indiana Pacers, with Game 5 being played tomorrow night in Miami. Now, once again, thank you for listening and joining the conversation. Dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can hit me on email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, today's topic is, how are we raising our kids? You know, this is a topic that, you know, I think we really need to discuss, because the way our kids are coming up now, there's an issue going on. You know, and I've noticed recently there's this new thing on Facebook and all the media sites where, you know, kids are videotaping each other fighting and clowning. You know, and it's just not the boys, it's girls more than boys. You know, there's something wrong with this, people. That is not cute. It's not funny. It's sad. That's what it is. You know, they're fighting everywhere and anywhere. You know, while others, you know, the ones that stand around in the crowd, instead of trying to break the fight up and tell them it's wrong, they're encouraging them. You know, and this is just not their friends. In some cases, it's the parents becoming involved in the fights as well. Why? You're supposed to be setting the example, not becoming part of the problem. You know, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? Then once the child gets in trouble, first they use go as, well, that child was trouble from the beginning. Well, really? Why do you think the child was trouble? Because you didn't do anything to teach him anything different. You know, we got to do better, parents, adults. You know, if you have a child, you have a responsibility. You know, they're not your friends. They're your children, your kids. They look up to you. They imitate what you do. You know, what are we doing? And then, you know, there's another thing that really irks me. And that's, you know, when, how can I put it? When, you know, you have a little girl or a little boy, you know, we're not discriminating here, and the child can recite every word to a rap song. Every word to a rap song. But can't say the first three letters of the alphabet. But you think it's cute. It's not cute. Not at all. Nothing is cute about that. Or better yet, you got your little girl, she's standing in the mirror with you, and y'all standing there posing with your booty stuck out. Really? Really? There's something wrong with that, people. There's something wrong. Or yet, you call them in front of a gathering to dance, do a dance that didn't saw on TV by one of the little video girls. What are we really teaching our kids? What are we teaching? How are we raising them? You know, or is it just me? Is it me that thinks there's a problem? There is a problem? Or do you agree with me? You know, what I think is a problem that needs to be fixed immediately. Immediately. You know, we buying our little boys, instead of buying them books, you know, making them smarter, helping them read, we run around here buying them little toy guns. You know, little toy escalades and stuff. And telling them, you know, they're thugs, be hard. Really? They run around like they shooting everybody like they see in the neighborhood or on television. Are we saying, no, baby, that's wrong? That is not what you do? Or are you saying, well, you know, he's just being a kid. He's going to be hard. What is going on to be hard? Tell me that. You know, there is no such thing as growing up to be hard. You know, that's not something that is a necessity. You know, a child emulates what the parent does. If you set the right example, then the child will do the right thing. You know, and most of them can't even spell the name. No, that's sad. But they can tell you all the rap star names, you know, recite every song, you tell you every video that's on television. Really? But they can't tell you where they live at, their phone number, nothing. But you shake their booty. Is this just something that I'm noticing? Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at area code 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at DrivenForLife62. Now, you know, with all that, the question comes up, is there any way we can fix this disturbing trend? You know, how can we fix it? You know, the answer is not by taking the child away from the parent. That's not how we fix it. You know, we have to fix it as a community. You know, back in the day, they used to say it take a village to raise a child. And that's true. even today, if we allow it to happen. You know, but it starts at home. Proper training at home. That's where it starts at. Because that is the first place where a child learns and starts imitating anything that is done at home. If you walk around your house cussing and carrying on, why you getting mad at that child when you get in public and they repeat it? They're just doing what you do. You know, it's simple. You know, I remember back in the day, you know, where most families had that matriarch, you know, that would help mentor the young parent and the kids, you know, with advice and discipline. You know, some of us called the big mama, some called the nana, some called them gramps, grandma dear. You know, that's just a few of the names. But regardless, you could always count on them to be there to help guide you in the right direction. And it was not frowned upon to have that help. Not at all. You know, but compared to then, what do we have today? Now, today, what we have, mothers that babies themselves, they have no idea what they're doing. You know, they're still babies. You know, so how are you expecting them to raise a child when they don't know what it is to be an adult themselves? You know, and then you have the mothers, the grandmothers, you know, first thing they say, I'm too young to be a grandmother. Now, what is that? What is that? You too young to be a grandmother. So who's going to teach your child how to be an adult and raise their child correctly? Or is it they don't do what you do, but just do what you say? No, that's not how it works, people. You know, and then we dressing our little girls like they little sluts. I'ma just keep it real. We dressing them like they little sluts, little hoochie mamas. You know, putting makeup on them, having them walk around in high heel shoes and short skirts. Really? These are children. But you don't think you set a bad example. You think it's just cute. Well, it's not at all. Not at all. You know, a child should be kept in a child's place, people. Dress them like the kids they are. You know, and this is shown on television now where the little princesses or the little pageant girls. You know, why are we putting our kids through that? When are they going to have a childhood? You know, when are they going to learn that the parents care about them? That there's more to life than dancing, dressing like a hoochie, or knowing the rap artist or a rap song. When are we going to start doing what we're supposed to do? And not just the girls. You know, we have our little boys, our young boys. You know, they watch these shows on TV. Well, don't they think the best thing to do is to grow up slinging drugs, you know, killing and stealing from each other. Well, that's the way you survive. That's the way you make money. No. You know, that's not something, I know some of you may say, well, that's unavoidable. You are wrong. That is very much avoidable. Very much avoidable. You know, or you sitting down there and everything come out your mouth toward that child is negative or derogatory. No, and then instead of having that nurturing grandparent or parent, we got club hoppers. You know, that's got to be in the club 6 days a week. You know, come home, fish your child a peanut butter jelly sandwich, get changing you off into the club. not really caring what your child is learning. You know, put them in front of a television. Get the television to teach them. There's a problem with that. A problem. A very big problem. And like I said, and then once the child does something wrong or gets picked up, put in juvie, or as an adult go to jail, first thing you want to say is, well, I knew there was a problem with that child. No, the problem was with the parent. But the parent is what the child was emulating. Now, don't get me wrong. All parents aren't bad. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is we have parents out there right now that are not raising our kids correctly. You know, and then if somebody corrects them, they have an issue with that. Why? You should be glad somebody wants to teach your child the right way and the right thing to do. You know, instead of being part of the solution, you're a major part of the problem. You're helping our kids self-destruct. Ruin their futures that may be bright at the beginning. But with your lack of parenting, then it's not. Nothing. It's a disaster. Once again, to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or follow me at Twitter at DrivenForLife62. So what can we do to change this trend? You know, how can we turn this thing around? Well, one of the things is, instead of buying the toy guns, the toy makeup, the high heels, you know, the adult-looking clothing, buy your child some things that encourage learning, something that's going to provide a positive influence. You know, kids today, they learn very quickly, very quickly. You know, they're taught things in school that we only dream about. Most kids now can work a computer better than most adults. You know, use that to your advantage. You know, don't just let them go in there just to find YouTube and see Dougie Fresh or what's the boy, Soulja Boy, or those type of cats, you know, on there just doing whatever, Paul Wall. Now, what are they learning? You know, if anything, you know, go to some child sites where that encourage reading, writing, you know, problem solving. Something that's going to challenge their mind, not ruin it. You know, that's one way we can just change this flow of negativity that's going on with our kids. You know, another thing, you know, most of us, when we were kids, on Sunday morning, there was no choice. You didn't have a choice. You got up and you went to church. You didn't have a choice. You know, there was no laying in the bed to 9, 10 o'clock. No. Get up and take your child to church. You know, even if you don't like it, suck it up and set that example. Just like the days when you don't want to go to work and you say, well, I'm going to call in sick. Well, do the same thing by staying home on Sunday morning. Call in sick at being lazy and get your butt up and go take your child to church. You know, if you start them out in the right direction, they'll stay that way nine times out of ten. Yeah, they may, you know, as they get older, stray a little bit, but I guarantee they will go back. It's in them. That's what they've been taught. They have been taught. You know, for you parents that may have to work on Sundays, I understand that. That's no problem. But there's somebody in the family that goes to church on Sunday. I am sure of it.
kick the chops
in church. You know, let them participate in church activities. You know, some of them won't sing in the choir. Let them sing in the choir. Let them do the usher board. Let them be a praise dancer. But let them do something positive. Positive. Instead of running around the neighborhood with just a diaper on. No. No, that's not going to work. You know, and start eating, get dinner together. You know, sit down and talk with your kids. Find out how their day is going. You know, find out what they learned that day. You know, just these little things that shows the child that you care. You know, and there's more to life than going out there shooting each other or slinging drugs. You know, if you don't know how to do that, I'm sure there are some older members of your family that can tell you how to do it, because they do it every day, I guarantee you. Because that's how we were raised. So why aren't you doing it? You too busy. No. Make the time. You make the time to go and get your liquor. Make the time to go and get your weed. To go to the club. Make time to sit down with those kids in the evening. Sometimes every day and talk to them. Show them you are interested in what they are doing. It's simple. Only we have to do is think about it. You know, think about how you was raised by Big Mama, or Nana. But you got so high and mighty now that don't work for your kids. And you're wondering why you having so much trouble. Duh. Look in the mirror. You'll see the problem. You know, and stop letting them see you do things that you know not right. Okay, yeah, some of you are going to do whatever. That's fine. But stop doing it in front of your kids. Now, they see you do it, they're going to think they can do it, whether it's in front of you or when you're not around. But they're going to do it. Because that's what I see mommy or daddy doing. You know, kids emulate their parents. They imitate what they see them do. You know, we need to work on this, people. It's simple. Simple little things like this. You know, and allowing them to participate in things. Participate with them. Be encouraging. You know, stop using that television as a babysitter when you don't want to be bothered. You know, that's part of the problem also. You know, if your child wants to play sports, well, then let them play sports. You know, yes, you may not, you know, have the finances to purchase a lot of things that they may need, but I'm sure there's some way out there you can get help. But if the child sees you trying to help them to participate, it makes a world of difference. You know, don't send your child, you know, unless you just working. But don't let your child go to a basketball game or a football game in the morning time. The only thing you're doing is laying up in the bed. You don't think your child notices that? All the other parents are there rooting for their kids. But why my mama and daddy? You know, that is not the example we want to set. Not at all. You know, and stop being so closed-minded about who corrects your child. If the child is wrong, the child is wrong. You know, as long as the child is being corrected in the right way, you shouldn't have a problem with that. You should be applauding it. Somebody else cares about your child enough to tell them they are doing something wrong. But as soon as you, somebody come tell you that, well, he, okay, that's my child. Don't you say nothing to my child. Now, my child thinks he's invincible. He can do anything he wants to. She can do anything she wants to. Mama got my back. But you sitting in the courthouse crying because your child got picked up for slinging for the third strike. You're only 17, 18 years old. Some of them younger than that. Why? Because when people was trying to correct that child at a younger age, you didn't back that grown up or that person up. You know, reinforce the fact that whatever they were doing was wrong. You know, we have to do better, parents. We have to do better. You know, we know we have those young mothers or fathers in our family, and we're the older generation. We have to help them. Stop sitting there and talking about them. Help them. If it's just a little few words of advice. You know, or just showing them how to do little things with the child. That'll go a long way. You know, but, you know, we got, you know, dressing them up like little hoochies and got them shaking their booty and looking at their butts in the mirror and running around here talking about they hard and they thugs. No. That is not the way to raise our children. That's not the way you were raised. I was raised. So why are we letting our kids raise their kids like that? We have to do better, people. We have to do better. You know, once again, to join the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Now, you know, I mean, this is just a sample of basically, you know, how this week is going to go. Because, you know, this is not a subject, you know, that we can just talk about in one day. You know, we can't do that. So as the week goes on, we're going to get a little further in depth with what is wrong with how we're raising our kids and how can we fix it. Well, that's the show for today. Thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And please join me tomorrow for How We Raising Our Kids Part 2. All right, see you there on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.